It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, certainly. Ken Laird, Ted Johnson. We got Stiz and Jackson over in the other room as well. And you can give us a call at 617-779-7937. And we spent that whole first hour essentially just taking your calls and doing a postmortem on this Red Sox team that just seems to not be going anywhere. And it looks like everybody's given up on the season, and it doesn't sound like they have a plan.
If the Red Sox were a picture, would they be that burning bus in the Knicks parade or the whatever it was after the winning title?
Or maybe it would be the woman who was thrown on the ground, and the rest of the league would be the woman who was twerking in her face with no pants on from the parade. The Knicks parade truly has been great. I mean, you know, it's wild because it makes you think, obviously, of all the parades that have been here, and we've been very, very lucky. I mean, think about how fortunate we've been just
crazy
since 04. I mean, it's been a nonstop. I remember there was one point, I know, it was the last time the Red Sox won. It was that 2018. And I remember we had so many parades in the last, like decade before that. I remember going to that one, and it was the first one where I went, I truly went, because that season was kind of like, too. It wasn't like anything super memorable.
There was no real challenging. It was just, they were cruising through that season, right?
Yeah, it was just kind of like, And I remember, too, I had gone to St. Patrick's Day, the St. Patrick's Day parade that year, and I remember thinking to myself, dude, the St. Patrick's Day parade is way more chaotic than an effing Red Sox parade now. But that's not to say that there have been some unbelievable epic ones. Like, I mean, I think that in my opinion,
Ted was in three. We were right in the middle of it. Right?
I was about to say, so Ted, on a day like today, when you see these videos, when you see OG Anunoby just like stoned out of his mind, you see all of these other players wearing sunglasses, doing these TV interviews because you know that they just haven't slept at all.
Haven't.
What was parade day like as a Patriot, as a champion?
It was the first one was intense. It was crazy. I felt a rush that I've never felt because we went out at City Hall Plaza, I believe.
Yeah.
So we all congregated there. The buses went there, and the crowd just looking out was, ooh man. You know, I've gotten like kind of chills and like an adrenaline rush a couple times, like I've never gotten before. But I compared it to when I did remember with the River Rave that used to be
down at the
stadium, and I was up on stage and I was with Bledsoe and Adam, and we were basically, they had us modeling our new jerseys, and it was just a sea of people, and I'm up on that big stage, like
1.25 million estimated for that one,
and it was, I was like, holy cow, I guess my heart started racing. It was a rush like nothing I've ever experienced. It was incredible that people drove out there and just cramped themselves into that little space to watch us. Was, I don't know, I can't even tell you. And, you know, you're going down the streets and you look down the side streets and they're like 20 rows back of people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. And then, you know, you look up at the buildings and, you know, you'd see things that were just, wow, that was great that I just saw that. You know, just, you just saw things that,
Who was next to you?
I went on Brady's boat.
Yeah, you were on Brady's boat.
Yeah, I went on Brady's boat because Brady got he got a nice shot of some nice, up against the window, right? So that's the bus you want to be on.
Who was with Brady at that time? Did he bring anybody on the boat with him, or did he not?
At the first time, I don't think he had anybody.
Okay.
Yeah, Tara Reid wasn't on there.
Oh, that
Bridget Monahan
been great.
Wasn't on there. Yeah, it would have been. I think maybe more fun if Tara was. But yeah, but it's an adrenaline rush that you can't even imagine. You get such to see how many people came out to see you. It's a trip, man.
What is the time between winning and like those 3 days or however long it was, like the 3 to 4 days between when you've won and when you're on that boat? What is it like?
You just, every day's a party. I mean, you don't really sleep much, but it's just, you're with family and friends and you just kind of talk about the season.
Did your family come up?
Oh yeah. Not for the parade.
No?
Not for the parade.
Mm. Yeah.
Not for the parade, but just, after the game.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
But what do you remember? Like, what parties did you go to? Like, do you remember there being a certain group of, or a certain restaurant or club that you guys took over or anything like that?
No. I don't remember that.
This wasn't like the Bruins when they went down to Mohegan Sun and had that epic bar tab that went viral.
Yeah.
Our party was right after the Super Bowl. So once we landed here, did the parade, guys were, I'm gone.
Yeah, that was it. I mean?
Yeah. But our big blow it out together party was post Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg was there. He was at all of them, which is great.
That's a given.
I mean, that's the party.
Yeah.
That's the party. And I got a picture where I'm toasting with my buddies. after every Super Bowl when the sun's coming up. I didn't go to sleep in any of the Super Bowls, and I got a great picture with Snoop Dogg. But, I mean, you look out on the balcony. I'll just never forget. I'm looking out at my room at Jacksonville. It was my last Super Bowl there. We beat the Eagles. And I see Ty down there on the lower balcony. He's out, and we're all toasting as the sun's coming up.
Yeah.
It's awesome, man.
What's that crash like? Like when it's all done and the parade's over with, and you've also went through an entire postseason of NFL football, the stress leading up to the Super Bowl. What is it like when the circus has finally left town and you're on your own?
It's a great feeling. It's like I'd probably compare it to like how my guy Andy Dufresne felt when he was sitting down on the roof when they were tarring the roof,
right, yeah.
And he got his
like
buddy
a free
some
man.
Suds. He just with the cat that ate the canary look, and you're just like, I'm a world champ, man. You can't take that away. I've been with in rooms. I used to train with a bunch of guys down there in Houston that were played on different NFL teams, very established, big time players,
yeah,
accomplished players, and they all wanted to see my ring, and it hits you hard, like. This is, guys want this. They want to provide for their families. They want to make money. They want to have their own good career, but they really want a ring. And most guys don't ever come close to getting
one. Think
about
like Marino, Randy Moss,
yeah,
they Barry never get Sanders.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? Have you ever like thought about you've got something that Dan Marino never got?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Now you say it like that. That's kind of cool. But you're right. I'm very, very lucky to not only get one. I thought I'd only get, you know, that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot, man. To get two more is unreal.
Who is the most, I don't want to say out of control, but who is the biggest partier?
Ty.
Oh, Ty.
Hands
that
down.
Hasn't stopped.
Yeah, Ty's the guy that goes. He goes and he goes and he doesn't stop, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to show up for like Wednesday morning meetings, and Ty's like the limo pulls up, and he's getting out of the, and you see the sleeping bag in the limo.
The limo pulls up with a sleeping bag,
dude. Wow. But then he'd go run stadium stairs before practice. He was an animal, man. Ty was probably our biggest party. Yeah.
Well, I remember like thinking back of some of these parades. I remember Garnett being like right before they went on the boat on the duck boats. There was an interview that they did. I think it was on NBC Sports Boston, and like Gorman might have been there too. And they're like, "Wow, you've been having a good time." And I just remember Garnett like had these dark glasses on, like 48 hours and running, man, yeah. And then there was Marchand, which what was crazy is they don't do this anymore. Is they don't have it, and I don't even know if the Knicks did anything like this from what I've seen. But you know, they used to have it like where you would go to. In the Bruins, for you guys, it was Government Center, I believe. And for the Bruins, it was right by the TD Garden where they would get up on a stage and they would speak to the crowd first, and then they would get on the duck boats. And you remember when they turned the mic over to Brad Marchand? Brett, nobody partied harder than Brad Marchand.
Yeah, yeah,
nobody did. Stiz, do you happen to have that clip? Yeah. You know what it is. Black and yellow.
Yeah. Put it up, posse. Put it up. Black and yellow. Aha! Everything we do it big.
Thank you, Boston.
Thank you.
And what's so great?
I've never heard that before.
Oh, it's great. That's
great.
I love him now.
What's so great about Marchand is that, I mean, remember, like, you know, but at the beginning of that season, like, he wasn't really anything. Like, nobody really knew much about Brad Marchand. And all of a sudden, he's the Stanley Cup winner. And as the rumor goes from people that I have spoken with and insiders, is that Brad, and there's pictures to prove a lot of this, he partied harder than anybody else. It was him and Sagan were all over the city when they plowed their way through everywhere. And there was a point where, from what I had been told, is that it got so crazy. Everyone else had gone home. Like all of the other Stanley Cup, like, you know, champions, like Andrew Ferentz and Seidenberg, they'd all gone home. But Brad was still like all over the place ping-ponging around, to where there is a story, and I don't know if it's true, that at one point Peter Chiarelli called him into his office and said, Brad, it's time to go home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Time to get some sleep.
It's time to finally get some sleep and go home. But yeah, so that's why when I see these parades, even though it's the Knicks and, you know, kind of F the Knicks, although I like the team, I just don't like everything around them, that stuff always, because that's pure. Like it makes me think of like the Bruins parade and how huge and crazy that was, yeah. or the Patriots parades. where it was like it truly felt special.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We didn't need I believe I heard they got 10,000 police officers.
It's the most, police officers that have ever been at like one gathering or something like that. It was like the most that New York City has ever put together for one event.
10,000 cops.
10,000 cops.
That's insane.
Well, you know, it's New York City. Yeah. And I know that. I think the record is still the Bruins parade for the most people have shown up, because that was 2 million, because it was a Saturday in the summer.
I think the 04 Red Sox were 3.
Oh, was that 3?
I think so.
Okay, then that might be right. But I know that the Bruins, it was like a perfect storm of it being a beautiful Saturday mm-hmm. afternoon. So like everyone was off work, everyone was able to get down. There was no school, so it was like it couldn't have been more perfect scenario for it. But yeah, so these videos are great. And that one woman, she's the hero. The one who just was on that, threw that woman down a lamppost and just starts working up there. Truly one of the better videos.
I love that she had color, her, you know, G-string was orange.
Was Knicks orange.
Yeah, Knicks orange, yeah.
Even down below, she was all about the Knicks. 617-779-7937. We will sweep the leg next.